有些时候我们要问自己说，我是什么人？
Sometimes we should ask ourselves, who am I?
那这一句话的意思就是说，我们要认识自己。
And the meaning of this question is that we need to recognize ourselves.
因为有些人假如把自己认为自己是很高。
If some people regards highly of themselves,
自己比别人好，
and feel that they're better than others,
这个的话心里会产生自傲、骄傲。
Then through this way, they will create a self pride in them.
因为他内心呢一直想他自己说是比别人好。
Because inside them, they keep thinking that they're better than others.
那假如他没有办法比别人好的话，那因为他想要比别人好，所以他只得自吹自嘘。
And if they cannot be better than others, then they try to self inflate themselves.
就是喜欢吹牛啊 ，puff up。
In other words,
把自己膨胀。
They like to boast and puff up themselves.
那假如认识自己呀，把自己看得很扁。
But if we recognize ourselves and see and to lower ourselves,
处处都不如别人。
And to constantly feel that we're nothing compared to others.
怎么看隔壁邻居的吵呢？老是比自己的还轻，还翠绿。
And we constantly see that our neighbor's grass is always greener and crispier.
那自己都不如别人。
And that we cannot compare to others.
这个就会产生自卑感。
So if we do it, if through this way, we might develop an inferiority complex.
所以假如认识自己不清楚的话，不是会自高，就是会自卑。
So if we do not correctly recognize ourselves, then we might go to two extremes. Either we are self-conceited, or we become have low self-esteem.
所以今天早上的主题就是要来讨论怎么样来看待自己把自己看得合乎中道。
So this morning, my topic, I'd like to discuss how we should view ourselves in the correct manner.
让我们来学习摩西。
So we shall study Moses.
请看出埃及记第三章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章第十节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 10.
三章第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
所以我打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。十一节。
11。
摩西对神说我是什么人，竟然能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
Exodus chapter 3 verse 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. 11. But Moses said to God.Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?
好，起初呢是摩西啊，他在旷野牧羊的时候。
In the beginning, when Moses was shepherding in the wilderness,
那神在荆棘的火焰里啊向摩西显现。
And God revealed Himself to Moses among the bushes.
那很奇妙，神不在王宫里向他显现，神也不在他家里向他显现，在旷野的荆棘里向摩西显现。
So it's interesting that God did not show Himself to Moses in the palace or at his home, but instead the Lord appeared to Moses among the burning bush.
那摩西啊，那个时候已经牧羊的快四十年时间了。
So and at that time Moses had been a shepherd for almost 40 years.
那本来摩西其实他对神的印象也不是很深刻的。
And at that moment, actually Moses' impression of God wasn't as deep.
以前的人不像我们今天已经对神认识得很清楚了。
So people of the past don't really have a deep understanding of God as we do today.
因为其实在早期那个年代亚伯拉罕其实他们早期也是拜很多的神呢。
Because in their period of time, in the days of Abraham, they worshipped many gods.
所以本来希伯来人的祖先、啊、他们是拜多神的。
And the ancestors of the Hebrews, they started by worshiping many gods.
后来神把亚伯拉罕选召出来。
And it was only when God called Abraham out of the land.
神亲自、啊、显现给亚伯拉罕，也亲自教导亚伯拉罕说神到底是怎么样的一位神。
And God appeared to Abraham and personally taught him what kind of God he really is.
从那个时候开始啊，亚伯拉罕所敬拜的神就与一般人所敬拜的神就有所区别的。
So from that point on, the God that Abraham worshipped was different from that of the other people.
但是他们对神的内涵，神到底是怎么样的一位人物，还不是很清楚。
But they don't still really understand the nature of God.
因为当时啊，他们只是把他们所拜的神呢、啊，是认为诸神之一啊，只是啊。这个神呢是很伟大、啊、比其他的神更大。
So all they knew that this God is one God among many, and that this God is the mightiest among all the other gods.
这是当时他们的了解。
So this was their understanding at that time.
所以当时约伯也是这种了解而已。
So likewise, Job had a similar understanding of God.
所以神也是利用很多各种不同场合，利用苦难来教导约伯，他。
So God uses different circumstances and difficulties to teach Job who God actually is.
所以难怪以色列人很容易就去拜那些偶像。
So it is no wonder or no surprise that it was so easy for the Israelites to go and worship idols.
因为他们对神的认识假如不清楚，假如不像我们今天对神这种认识的话，那他们只会认为他们所拜的神只是诸神之一、啊、只是比较厉害、比较有能力而已。
So without the clear understanding of who God really is, then it's easy for the Israelites to worship idols because they regard God as only one among many and that he is a mightier God.
所以他们很容易啊去拜其他的神，因为都差不多嘛，也是诸神之一啊。那其他的神也是神啊。
So it's easy for them to worship other gods because they regard God as being one among many, and that it's okay to worship other gods as well.
所以当时摩西对于神的认识也不是很清楚。
So at that time, Moses' understanding of God wasn't as clear either.
所以神的亲自啊。向摩西显现。
So God had to personally reveal himself to Moses.
摩西已经在旷野了40年的时间。
And Moses had spent 40 years in the wilderness.
那40年以前呢，他是住在王宫里头啊。
And 40 years prior, he was living in the palace.
那这个人呢，非常爱他自己的同胞。
And Moses is someone who loves his fellow men.
那他的同胞正在患难当中呢。
And his fellow people are in trouble.
他的同胞在受着异族的辖制。
And his fellow people are being controlled by a different nation.
他的同胞非常的可怜。
And his fellow people are very pitiful.
因为失去自由啊。
Because they have lost their freedom.
他变成别人的奴隶。
They have become the slaves of others.
没有民族的自尊心呢。
And they have no a national pride left.
所以他觉得很伤心，很痛苦啊。
So he was sad and suffering.
因为他在王宫里面受着很好的教育。
Because while he was in the palace, he received very good education.
所以他想要用自己的办法来拯救他自己的同胞。
So he wanted to use his own method to save his fellow people.
可是后来失败的。
But then he failed.
我们叫做起义失败啊。
开始就失败。
对，就是他要革命啊。
Okay.
他想革命失败的。
So and we can term this as his revolution failed.
当他革命失败的话，那政府就要抓他了。
So of course, if your revolution effort fails, then the government will go after you.
啊，他就跑到旷野里头。
So he escaped to the wilderness.
啊，虽然经过40年时间。
So although 40 years passed.
啊，其实他内心还是在想着以前事情。
His inner heart still kept thinking about the past.
他并没有忘记啊自己是谁。
He never forget who he was.
没有忘记他自己啊是希伯来人呢。
He never forgets that he was a Hebrew.
但是他应该经过四十年时间呢。
But because 40 years had passed.
所以他对他以前所做的事情呢，他是现在觉得啊无能为力啊，靠他自己一个人是不行的。
He felt that based on his own ability, he can do nothing much.
他至少他经常记住他到底是从哪里来的。
But at least he still remembered where he came from.
啊，请看出埃及记第二章。
So now let's turn to Exodus chapter 2.
22节。
Verse 22.
第二章二十二节。
Exodus chapter 2, verse 22.
西波拉就生了一个儿子啊，那摩西给他起名叫格顺，意思就是说啊，因我在外邦中了寄居的。
Okay, verse 22, and Zipporah bore him a son. He called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been a stranger in a foreign land.
那当时他已经结婚了，生了孩子。
So at that time, he had married and had a child.
那有一个正常的工作。
And he had a career.
所以他可以安家立业。
So he established his career and family.
他从此可以过着一个新的生活。
From then on, he could start a new life.
有一个很好的家庭的。
He had a good family.
啊，他的岳父也很喜欢他。
And his father-in-law liked him.
但是呢，他还想起说，他不是这里的人呢，他是希伯来人。
But he still knew that he doesn't belong here. He and that he was a Hebrew.
所以他想到他自己啊是从哪里来，从哪里来的。
So he remembered where he came from.
啊，现在啊，神向他显现。
So now the Lord appeared to him.
啊，神告诉他。
And God told him,
说我要打发你去见法老王，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及地领出来。第三章的第十节。
Okay, chapter 10, verse, chapter 3, verse 10. So God told Moses, Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
当时以色列人有几个人？有200万人。
So at that time, the Israelites numbered about 2 million.
啊，要带领那么多人出埃及地，不是一件容易的事情。
And to lead that many people out of Egypt is not an easy task.
因为当时他们好像被关在监狱里头啊。
Because,
以色列人好像是被关在监狱里头。
Oh, because at that time the Israelites were as if they were placed in the prison.
虽然外面没有铁丝网围着他们。
So although they didn't have wire barbs surrounding them.
但是他们时时刻刻都要督工啊，上级的人埃及人啊在看管他们。
But the Israelites always had to do hard labor, and the Egyptians would always watch over them.
所以他们是没有办法逃出去的。
So there was no way the Israelites could escape.
啊，现在神却说啊，我要打发你去见法老王啊，把以色列人从埃及地领出来。
And here God then told Moses that I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
说第一个，他必须要面对法老王。
So the first thing he had to do was to face Pharaoh.
因为当时他已经离开王宫已经40年了。
Because at that time he had already left the palace for 40 years.
大概也没有人认识他了。
And perhaps no one there recognized him anymore.
那他也不想去认识王宫里头的人。
And perhaps he no longer wants to know anyone there either.
因为当时神告诉他的时候，他并没有回答说啊，对啊。我最适合的人啊，我以前在王宫里住过啊。
Because when God told him his task, he did not respond right away by saying, "Yes, I'm the right person," because I had lived there before.
那神也没有提及说，哎，你要想一想啊，你以前住过王宫啊。
And God also did not bring up the fact that, "Hey, remember, that you have lived in the palace before."
摩西怎么说？十一节。
But how did Moses reply? Let's read verse 11.
那摩西对神说：“我是什么人啊？竟能过去见法老，将以色列人从埃及地领出来呢？”
So verse 11. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?"
他以前呢、啊、是在王宫里头接受很多的专业训练。
Before Moses received a lot of special training in the palace.
所以圣经说啊，他行事为人呢、啊、是非常智慧的人。
So the Bible describes Moses as someone who is very well educated and trained.
当时这位年轻人呢、啊、是很有才华的。
So this Moses was a very talented and gifted young man.
经过40年以后啊，他的才华是不是依旧存在呢
？But after 40 years had passed, that his talents and gift still remained in him.
当然，有些人生的基本的原则啊，这个人生的智慧啊是不改变的。
Of course, one's basic principle and wisdom never change.
他应该还记得一些的。
So perhaps Moses still has still remembered some of the things that he learned.
他还是有办法再回去王老法老那里见法老王。
So Moses still had the ability to return to Pharaoh to meet him.
他可以用以前他所学习的。
So he could use what he had learned in the past.
至少他懂得埃及话。
At least he know how to speak Egyptian.
他从小在埃及长大的。
Because he grew up in Egypt.
这他的埃及话说得很好啊。
So perhaps he's fluent in Egyptian.
简直没有希伯来人的口音。
And probably he didn't even have a Hebrew accent.
所以他可以再回去的。
So he can definitely return once again.
但是现在他说我是什么人呢？
But yet here he said, "Who am I?"
我竟然能够回去。
That I should go to Pharaoh.
这他意思说不可能啊。
So he meant that it's impossible.
因为四十年以前他已经尝试过了。
It's because 40 years ago he had tried.
可是他失败了。
But he failed.
现在的我怎么能够跟四十年以前相比呢？
So the person that I am now, how can I compare to that person 40 years ago?
所以我不可能啊，回去见法老王啊。
So it's impossible that I should go to see Pharaoh.
我一个人要去见那个政治的力量，要去见到军事力量，去碰那些人是不可能的。
How is it possible for my own strength to meet the political and the military strength of Egypt?
所以这个时候啊，这个摩西啊，他心啊里面啊已经。
So at this point, Moses had lost his self-confidence.
但是他是不是真的没有自信？
But is it true that he had no self-confidence left?
他要牧养他岳父的羊群呢。
He had to shepherd the sheep of his father-in-law.
羊群也是一种职业啊，牧养羊群的人是一种职业啊。
So being a shepherd is also a career.
你看他们要牧养几千头、几百头的牛羊。
Shepherds have to shepherd thousands and thousands of flocks.
我看到两头牛要让我们去照顾就很难了。
Let's imagine if you let me take care of two sheep, then it's also a lot of work.
有的人要去照顾两只狗啊，就很难了。
For some people, just to take care of two dogs is a great task.
那只叫就那只叫，那只饿那只要水喝。
So if this dog doesn't bark, the other will bark. This doesn't go hungry, the other will.
那你看要叫我们去。看十只羊，你看也是很难的。
So imagine you have to take care of 10 sheep. What a great task that would be.
你看当时啊，他要照顾几百只牛羊。
So at that time, Moses had to take care of hundreds of cows and sheep.
因为按照圣经来说哈，他的岳父是一个很有名望的人呐，是做祭司哎。
According to the Bible, his father-in-law was a man of high status. He was a priest.
名望的呢，就是他家里面的财产也很多啊。
In other words, a person of high status means that he has great wealth.
摩西现在要管理他岳父的财产。
So now Moses had to manage his father-in-law's wealth.
这个没有一技之长是不行的。
So without particular skills, it's impossible to do that.
摩西是不是真的没有自信？
So is it really true that Moses had no self-confidence?
不是的。
No, it is not.
因为他是基于四十年以前啊，他的失败的经验。
Because based on his failure 40 years ago,
所以他在看自己呢，他把自己都看得低了。
He viewed himself much lower.
他内心呢还是有学问的。
Inside him, he still has knowledge.
我们看犹太人的子孙呢，他们为什么在世界上的经济能力啊？非常好，经济背景非常好。
Today we see that the Jewish descendants, they are very strong economically. Why is that so?
他们的经济能力简直可以控制一个国家。
Through their economic and financial strength, the Jews can even control a country.
因为他们很重视知识。
This is because the Jews emphasize a lot on knowledge.
就是重视教育。
In other words, they emphasize a lot on education.
因为一个人接受教育以后啊，这些东西就要装进到他的头脑里头。
Because once a person has received education, all these knowledge would accumulate in their brain.
那走到哪里，这些知识、这些教育就是跟随着他。
And wherever they go, this knowledge would go with them.
这一生很难忘记的。
So, and it's very difficult to forget these in one's lifetime.
不相信的话，我们以前小学学过了这个九九乘法，到现在大家都还记得吗？这九九八十一下，我还记得啊，七七四十九啊，对。
So, if you don't believe me, let me ask you. I believe all of you remembered your multiplication tables. I know that 99 is 81, 77 is 49.
这个小学二年级，大概二年级就学了。
So we learned these when we're in elementary second year.
五十年后的今天，我还记得啊。
But 50 years after, I can still remember these.
我还没当初那以前呢、啊，啊，自己就开设一个简单的补习班呢、啊。
Before I was a pastor, before I became a full-time pastor, I opened a tutoring school.
啊，就是教啊，人家怎么用电脑。
And I teach people how to use the computer.
啊，怎么用电脑来做我们会计的工作
？And how to use the computer to do your accounting work.
要学习六个月。
And my students would learn for six months.
啊，这个中间要教他们会计。
And in this period of time, I have to teach them accounting.
我大学时都学过会计啊。
So when I was in college, I learned some accounting.
啊，我现在还记得嘞。
And now I still remember them.
还能够教别人呢。
And I still can teach others.
所以摩西一样，以前学过的事情呢、啊，多少一定是记得住了。
So likewise with Moses, what he learned when he was young, he still could remember.
但是现在这个时刻，他把自己就要倒空了。
But at this point, he emptied himself.
他自己说、啊：“我是什么人呢、啊？”
He asked him. He recognized who am I?
就把自己降到最低点呢、啊。
Place himself to the very bottom.
那当把自己降到最低一点的时候，就是他把自己看成比别人都不如。
So when he placed himself to the very bottom, he compared himself as nothing compared to others.
那当自己啊看成比别人都不如的时候啊，有些时候人家会 take advantage 会利用呢。
And when he sees himself as nothing compared to others, then others may take advantage of him.
就有些好人啊，其实他是很谦卑，但是好人为什么会被欺负？因为大家利用他。
So, most of the time, good people are more humble, but yet these humble people are often bullied by others.
当好人被欺负的时候
，and when the good people are being bullied.
他只要是继续能够忍耐
，but if they can continue to persevere,
这个。谦卑的功夫就成功了。
Then this lesson of being patient has succeeded.
所以谦卑的定义是什么
？So what is the definition of being humble？
就处在卑微当中啊，处在那个苦难当中，但是他愿意啊承担。
So to be humble means when you are in that low position or when you are in that a difficult situation, you're able to accept it all and endure it.
在卑微的时候，他被轻视。
And when you are in that humble position, and when you are being looked down upon,
但是他甘愿情愿承担。
But yet you're willing to accept it and willing to endure it.
就好像主耶稣一样呢。
Just like the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣他本来是高高在上，在天上的神呢。
The Lord Jesus was the God that is high up in heaven.
但是他成为最卑微的人。
But he came to earth to become the lowest of men.
因为卑微以后，大家都瞧不起他。
And when Jesus lowered himself, people started to look down on him.
因为我们的眼睛啊，长在哪里呢？我们眼睛长在头上啊。
Because our eyes, where are they located? They're located on our head.
所以我们的眼睛是往上看的。
So it's a natural tendency for our eyes to look up.
就是我们只是看到那些有钱人呢。
In other words, we tend only to look at the rich.
啊，比我们更低的。
And those who are lower than us.
贫穷人。
The poorer ones.
一般人的本性啊，就是比较会轻视、瞧不起。
And it's our human nature to tend to look down on these people.
啊，大家都是一样，只是说心里面没有讲出来呀。
So we're all human and we're all the same, but it's only that some of us just hide it and keep it in our hearts.
有些时候是想想说，哎呀，主要是叫我们要谦卑，要照顾贫穷人，所以啊，现在呢，我就发挥一点怜悯的心肠了。
So sometimes we think that the Lord asked me to be humble to take care of the poor, so now it's time for me to be more compassionate.
人的本性啊，总是往上看。
Because it's human nature to look up.
在主耶稣他卑微自己
，so the Lord Jesus lowered himself。
结果很多人就瞧不起他
，so because of this, many people looked down on him。
就是使徒保罗啊，他还没信主以前，他也是一样很轻视基督的，很轻视主耶稣的。
So even Apostle Paul, before he converted to Christianity, he looked down on the Christians。
但是主耶稣他忍受
and on the Lord Jesus, but the Lord Jesus endured.
说这个是真正的谦卑。
And so this is true humility.
那只要是不是真正谦卑，假谦卑的时候啊，那受到别人轻视。受到别人的轻视的话，他心里面就不舒服啊。
So when we have fake humility and when others look down on us, then we don't feel comfortable.
因为有些人呢，装的谦卑是让别人称赞的。
Some people fake humility to get the compliments or the praises from others.
但是真正谦卑，当别人轻视的时候，他仍然能够承担。
But true humility is that when others look down on you, you're able to take it.
我们来看腓立比书。
Please turn to Philippians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第六节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse
第六节
6.
腓立比书第二章第六节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。第七节。
Seven.
反倒虚己，取着奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。第八节。
Eight.
那既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心啊顺服，以至于死，且呢死在十字架上。
Okay, Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God?Seven, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a born servant and coming in the likeness of men. Eight, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
所以主耶稣啊，有神的形象。
So the Lord Jesus has the likeness of God.
神的形象是什么？
So what is the likeness of God?
那根据以西结书啊，第一章里头所描写神的形象是非常的荣耀、非常光辉的。
So according to Ezekiel chapter 1, the likeness or the image of God is something very bright and glorious.
是很圣洁的，是高高在上的。
And it is something holy and highly exalted.
可是现在他反倒虚极啊。
But now here we see that he lowered himself.
虚极啊，有些翻译成了就是把自己 empty 把自己倒空啊。
Here says that he made himself of no reputation or he emptied himself.
所以他把他本来有的形象倒空了，就变成没有形象。
So he emptied his original image to the point that he no longer has any image left.
你看那个公司的大老板，他有大老板的形象嘿。
So look at the big boss of a company. He has the look or the image of a big boss.
啊，有一次我跟一位姐妹啊，去。一个地方访问。
One time I went visiting with a sister.
那一个信徒啊，就问那个姐妹说：“你是不是大老板啊？”
And this member asked the sister, "Are you a big boss?"
啊，不是啊，我在上班啊。
She said, "No, I'm just a regular employee."
那为什么那个信徒会看那个姐妹好像是大老板
？So why did the member view this sister like a big boss?
因为她走路有风啊。
Because she walked with a stature.
啊，这。就是有，好像是大老板的样子。
Because she walked like that of a big boss.
说大老板有大老板的形象。
So, the big boss have their image.
他们可能啊，这个大老板都是穿的整齐呀。
And perhaps big bosses tend to dress neatly.
有人说传道者也要有传道者的形象。
Some people say that pastors also need to have a certain image.
我有没有形象啊？
Do I have that image?
不要形象啊。
I don't need an image.
你看人家主耶稣啊，没有什么形象，把形象都倒空了。
Look at the Lord, he had no image, he emptied it all.
主耶稣要的形象的话，他三十几岁应该是看起来更年轻，跟二十几岁的样子的。
Had the Lord pursued after image, at the age of 30, he should have looked like he was 20.
说他把他形象他倒出去啊，看起来像五十几岁，哪有什么形象，哪有什么外表。
But the Lord emptied his image that, at the age of 30, he looked like he's in his 50s. So the Lord certainly has no such image.
所以主耶稣告诉别人说，我是弥赛亚，我说基督啊，没有人要相信啊。
So when the Lord Jesus told others that I'm the Messiah and that I'm the Christ, no one believed him.
因为没有形象啊。
Because he had no image.
有一次我在一间教会啊， 在芝加哥教会。那因为礼拜日哈，不是聚会，是一个团契而已啊，团契的聚会。
One time I was in the Chicago church on a Sunday, which was only a fellowship service.
那 我当然就不像这样子正式啊，就穿西装结领带，不需要啊。
It was less informal service, so I didn't put on my suit and tie, and I just dressed up casually.
啊，穿一条牛仔裤啊。
So I wore jeans.
啊，穿的比较随和的衬衫啊。
And a more casual shirt.
啊，有没有信徒啊说，哎，那位是谁啊？
Then a member asked, "Hey, look, who's that person?"
传道啊。
And then others told him, "That's the preacher."
哎呀，看起来好像不像。
But then the person said, "Oh, he doesn't look like one."
我说问他说，那你为什么说我不像
？So I asked that person, "Why do you think that I don't look like a pastor?"
他说你平常上台讲道都穿西装啊。
And the person said, "Because usually when you are on the pulpit, you would put on a suit."
那这今天就不像传道的样子。
And today you don't look like one.
这没有什么形象。
So I have lost. I didn't have that image.
所以没关系，主耶稣把形象倒空了。
But that's okay because the Lord Himself also emptied His image.
有些信徒他生病。
Some members, they fall ill.
那有些人呢，就说啊，帮助我祷告啊。
And then they will tell the members to say, please help me pray. Because I'm very weak.
有些信徒就说，不要告诉别人啊，那个，不要讲，不要讲。
Then some members will tell this sick person, say, don't tell it to others.
不要宣布代祷。
Don't announce to request for prayer.
这两个有什么不一样？
So what's the difference between these two?
因为有些人要顾自己的形象啊。
Because some people want to maintain their image.
因为我在信徒的面前的形象就是很健康的样子啊。
Because my image in front of the members is that of a healthy person.
就是很活泼，很 energetic， 就是很有朝气的样子啊。
Is the image of an active and energetic person.
所以我不愿意让人知道我生病了。
So I do not want others to know that I have fallen sick.
可是有些信徒就不一样啊。
But some members are different.
生病了还管什么形象不形象？就是赶快祷告啊！大家帮助代祷。
Now that I'm sick, what image should I worry about? I want members to announce and pray for me.
我们看保罗哈，他有没有形象？他也没有形象。
So now let's look at Paul. Did he carry an image? He did not.
保罗他还是告诉大家啊，你们要帮助我祷告啊。
Paul also told others that you must help me pray.
祷告能够让主耶稣这个福音能够传得更广。
Pray so that the gospel can be spread wider.
我们请看以弗所书。
Please turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第六章。
Chapter 6.
第六章的十九节。
Verse 19.
以弗所书六章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 19.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 19. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
我们看在以弗所书第三章啊，他这里说他深知福音的奥秘啊。
In Ephesians chapter 3, we read that Paul already knew the mystery of the gospel.
可是现在他说，你们要帮我祷告啊，让我能够得着口才啊，放胆讲道啊，讲明福音的奥秘啊。
But yet here in Paul mentioned that you must pray for me that utterance may be given to me that I may open my mouth and to make known the mystery of the gospel.
所以以前他讲的好像是很多自信，这个有形象的样子的。
So in the past, Paul seemed to be very confident and he seemed to carry a certain image.
因为他从神那边领受了很多，的确是领受了很多。
Because he, in fact, had received a lot from the Lord.
他的确是深知福音的奥秘。
Indeed, he knew the mysteries of the gospel.
我们看新约圣经里面，一半以上是他所写的。
And almost a half of the New Testament is written by Paul.
所以他深知基督奥秘，这是没错的。
So it's very correct for him to claim that he knew the mysteries of the gospel.
他不需要我们帮他祷告吧。
So he did not need for us to pray for him.
但是呢，他还把形象倒出去啊。
But here he emptied his image.
他说啊，你们要帮助我祷告，让我有口才。他本来就很有口才的。
He said, "Help me pray so that I have eloquence." But in actual fact, Paul already is a very eloquent speaker.
根据《使徒行传》十七章，他们记载，他能够跟那些博士当时的博士辩论。
According to Acts 17, Paul was able to debate with the professors of that time.
当时博士的这些那些口才家。口才很好的人啊。
Because at that time, the PhDs or the professors are the people who are very eloquent.
啊，他能够跟他们辩论。
And Paul was able to debate with them.
那他也读了很多的各种不同的论文。
And Paul had also read many different kinds of theses.
所以《使徒行传》十七章，他引用论文，别人所写的论文。
So in Acts chapter 17, Paul quoted many of the theses written by others.
所以他有口才啊。
So Paul had eloquence.
他深知基督的奥秘。
And he knew the mysteries of Christ.
他做事很积极啊，说他也能够放胆讲道啊。
And he works. He was very active in his work, so he was able to boldly preach the word.
但是他现在啊，谦卑自己啊。
But here now we see that he humbled himself.
把自己的形象倒空啊，倒出去的。
He emptied and poured out his image.
他要求大家帮助他祷告。
So he asked for everyone to pray for him.
那彼得他认为啊。谦卑啊，就是一种美德。
Peter also reckoned humility as a beautiful trait.
啊，请看彼得前书第五章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
彼得前书五章五节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5.
你们年幼的也要顺从年长的，就是你们众人都要以谦卑束腰啊，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。第六节。
Verse 6.
所以你们要自卑啊，伏在神的大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
那第六节有个字说，你们要自卑啊。
So verse 6 has a word that says, humble yourselves.
那自卑这个中国字的意思就是自卑感，就是 inferiority。
So in Chinese, the word humble yourselves has another has a literal meaning of inferiority complex.
那这里不是那个自卑感的意思啊。
But in the Chinese, it's not referring to having inferiority complex.
所以我们要知道自卑啊有两层意义啊，自卑有一层是积极的意义。
So being humble has two meanings.One is the active definition,
是正面的意义啊,
which is the positive definition.
那另一方面是消极、负面、反面的意义。
But the other definition of humbling oneself is passive and negative.
那自卑在这里意思就是卑微啊，卑啊，像主说一样，存心卑微。
So to humble oneself here is to be like the Lord, to humble ourselves.
好像大卫哈，当时被扫罗王追杀。
For example, when David was pursued by King Saul,
他要逃避呀。
And David needed to escape.
他到处逃啊。
So he went everywhere as a fugitive.
他的妻子也不能够帮助他。
And his wife couldn't help him.
撒母耳他的老师也不能够帮助他。
And Samuel his teacher neither could he help him.
祭司也不能够帮助他。
So even the priest could not help him.
就要逃到非利士地。
So he had to escape and seek refuge in the land of the Philistine.
那逃到非利士以后呢？他想想不行啊，他就假装啊，你看假装什么这个疯子啊， 口水从他的下巴这样流下来呀。
So when he was in the land of Philistine, he had no way out but to pretend to be a madman to the extent that saliva was flowing out of his chin.
他有什么形象啊？没有什么形象的。
So what image did he carry then? No image.
像疯子这样乱话。
He was like a crazy man, running around.
但是他愿意处在这样卑微的地位之下。
But he was willing to remain in that a low, humble position.
他没有抱怨。
He did not complain.
他没有寻求报复。
He did not seek revenge.
这个就是真谦卑。
So this is true humility.
但他不是自卑呀。
But,
我们所谓的自卑不是的。
But he wasn't inferior.
我们说啊，我们不要自卑哦，自卑不好啊。
We often say, let's not be inferior. Having inferiority complex is no good.
自卑是一种人格的缺陷。
Being inferior is a human defect.
那这里所谓的自卑跟我们一般所讲自卑到底有什么不一样？
So what is the difference of between of being humble and having inferiority complex?
圣经要叫我们自卑。
And the Bible tells us to be humble.
那跟一般的自卑感，那个自卑是不一样的。
And so this humility is different from inferiority complex.
来看列王记上。
Please turn to 1 Kings.
列王记上21章29节。
Chapter 21 verse 29.
21章29节。
Chapter 21 verse 29.
二十九节
，Verse 29。
亚哈在我面前这样自卑，你看见了吗？因他在我面前自卑，他还在世的时候，我就不降祸；到他儿子的时候，我必降这灾祸与他的家。
First Kings chapter verse 21 verse 29. See how Ahab has humbled himself before me. Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the calamity in his days. In the days of his son, I will bring the calamity on his house.
好，那自卑哈，自卑，卑微哈，但是卑微自卑哈，就是圣经的自卑也好，只要是跟神没有连上关系的话，就要变成自卑感。
So.If your humility has nothing to do with God, then it can be termed as inferiority complex.
因为自卑感啊，就是一种感觉，一种我们处处都不如别人。
Having an inferiority complex means that you always feel that you are nothing compared to others.
啊，让自己都抬不起头来呀。
And that you cannot lift up your head with dignity.
他自己觉得大家都瞧不起他。
And you feel that everyone else is looking down on you.
啊，因为他没有知识啊，没有学问啊，没有钱财啊。
Because you lack knowledge, you lack wisdom, or you lack wealth.
他住的房子又不怎么样啊。
And that the home that I live in is not that great.
所以他自己就觉得没有安全感。
So this inferior person will have no sense of security.
也没有归属感。
And no sense of belonging.
所以他就自己觉得他不如别人。
So he feels inferior to others.
他就走不出来呀。
And he cannot walk out of this inferiority complex.
他经常有这种感觉，生活在痛苦当中啊。
And with this complex, this person will live in suffering.
他不会快乐。
He will not be happy.
那圣经所描写的自卑不是这样子的。
But the definition of humility in the Bible is not like this.
我们再看回来。
Now let's turn back to Exodus, the book of Exodus.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第三章的十二节。
Verse 12.
十一节，摩西就
对
神说：“我是什么人？”
In verse 11, Moses said to God, "Who am I?" And in verse 12, God responded,
说我必与你同在。
I will certainly be with you.
你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。
When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain.
这个就是我打发你去的证据。
And this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you.
所以假如我们觉得哈啊，我的自己都不如别人了，这是好的了。
So if we feel that we're nothing compared to others, then this is a positive feeling.
但是没有，还没。
So this is a good thing.
但是假如你没有跟神连在一起的话，就变成负面，就变成消极的。
But if you do not connect this a good feeling to God, then it becomes a passive one.
所以我们刚才所翻的圣经啊，是亚哈王在谁面前自卑呢？是不是他自己自卑？没有，他是在神的面前自卑。
So when we read the previous verse, was King Ahab humble by himself? No, he was humble before God.
所以亚哈王就跟神连接上关系。
So King Ahab connected himself to God.
这样自卑就变成一个正面的。
So such humility then becomes something positive.
因为他跟神连接上关系以后啊，他就会依靠神啊。
Because after he connected himself to God, then he would learn to rely on God.
他自己不如别人是对的。
It's right that he compared himself as nothing to others.
他的罪啊，让他使他在神面前要抬不起头来。
His sins made him not able to lift up his head among others.
这个是对的。
And this is right.
但是呢，他跟神连接上关系，说他就靠神说啊，主啊，你赦免我的过错。
But after he connected himself to the Lord, then he was able to ask the Lord to forgive his sins.
啊，现在摩西呢？摩西他本来说我是什么人呢、啊、
？So now let's look at Moses. Moses initially said, "Who am I?"
我不是最适合的人群啊，去见法老，把以色列百姓从埃及地领出来。
I am not the best candidate to face a Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
但是神说，我必与你同在。
But God said, I will certainly be with you.
这是跟神连接在一起。
So this is what it means to connect oneself to God.
所以当神与我们同在的时候
，So when God abides with us.
那神自己会做事情呢
？Then God Himself would do the work.
神会自己带领以色列百姓出埃及的。
God Himself will lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
那只是在摩西啊，必须要站在那一个位置。
Moses merely had to stand on that place.
那他要跟神配合，他要听神的，因为神自己要指挥这些以色列百姓的。
Or he has to stay in that position, and all he had to do was to work with God to save his people.
神自己去对付法老王。
God himself will handle Pharaoh.
而不是摩西自己啊。
And it's not Moses doing it by himself.
不然摩西他怎么能够使河水的水啊变成血？
It's because it's impossible for Moses to turn the water into blood.
所以这个是神的作为啊。
So this is the workings of God.
所以我们今天一样。
So likewise, it's the same with us.
我们为什么不要自卑感？
It's the same with us today.
为什么？我们为什么不会有自卑感呢？
Why is it that we do not feel inferior?
所以我们的内心啊，是觉得我们不如别人，你比较好。所以我们觉得啊，不如别人啊，认为别人比我们好了。
So sometimes we feel that we're inferior to others in our hearts.
但是因为神与我们同在。
But because God abides with us.
所以有人说啊，我们要谦卑的话，那怎么去找工作啊
？So some people would say, if I'm supposed to be humble, how then can I get a job?
比如说你问我啊，说你会不会写程式啊
？For example, you ask me, do you know how to write codes?
哦、不会不会了。
I said, oh no, no, I can't.
找别人啊，这个对不起，我不会。
I'm sorry, I can't. Go find someone else.
那怎么能够找到事情呢、啊、
？So if you act like this, how can you find a job?
那公司会问你说，那你来做什么
？Then the company might ask you, then why are you here for an interview?
这不需要来呀、
啊。You don't have to come.
啊，所以有的人就是这种疑问呢、啊。
So some people have this question.
好，那我们的心态是什么
？So what should our attitude be?
主啊。我靠自己的话说是没有办法去找这个工作了。
Lord, based on my own ability, I can't find a job.
我也不知道、啊、那个老板要问我什么。
And I don't know what the boss would ask me.
可能他要问的话是超乎我的理解。
Perhaps his questions during the interview is beyond my ability to answer.
主啊，但是只要你跟我同在。
But Lord, as long as you are with me,
你就会帮助我。
You will help me.
好。我现在就去了。
So now I will go.
这个就是一个正确态度。
So this should be the correct attitude.
所以我们基督徒的谦卑就是这样子的。
So this is how Christians' humility should be.
我们是在神的面前自卑，不是在老板的面前自卑的。
So we are humble before God and not before our superior or boss.
神没有告诉我们要在人的面前自卑。
God never told us to be humble in front of men.
神告诉我们要在他的面前自卑，要在他要服在神的大能的手下。
God wants us to be humble before Him and to fall prostrate under His almighty deeds.
我不能，神能。
What I can't accomplish, God can.
所以当时摩西啊，他后来就接受神的吩咐啊，接受神的命令，就去见法老王啊。
So at that time, according to the Lord's instructions, Moses went to see a Pharaoh.
所以我们今天就不需要什么自卑感。
So today we do not have to feel inferior.
有神的帮助啊。
With God's help,
我们就不用惧怕。
We need not fear.
请看诗篇。
Please turn to Psalm.
诗篇五十六篇第四节。
56 verse 4。
诗篇五十六篇第四节。
Psalm 56 verse 4。
我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话。我倚靠神，必不惧怕。血气之辈能把我怎么样呢？
Psalm 56 verse 4. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me?
再请看十一节。
Let's continue to read verse 11.
我倚靠神，必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
So, 为什么说我们在神的面前自卑的话，那神就会把我们提高。
And we put ourselves lower before God because in His time He would elevate us.
那提高的意思就是说，当我们依靠神的时候，神就会帮我们排除困难呢。
So when God elevates us means that when we have problems, we rely on God and He will help us solve our problems.
当我们在说神帮我们排除困难的时候，并不是真的神就把我们的物质眼睛所能够看到的困难拿开。
So when we say that God help solve our problems or relieve our fears, may not mean that God would physically remove the physical problems that our eyes can see.
但神会让我们的心里不害怕，不惧怕。
But God would make our hearts be not fearful.
我们就能够面对困难。
And through this, we can then face our problems.
我们能够面对挑战。
And we can face our challenges.
我们能够面对明天，未知的明天。
And then we can face the unknown tomorrow.
我们勇敢起来。
And He will make us be courageous.
并不是我们比别人好啊。
And it's not that we're better than others.
而是因为神要做我们的依靠，神要与我们同在。
But it's because God wants to be our reliance and He wants to abide with us.
我们就能够去面对法老王。
So that we can then face Pharaoh.
我们就去能够去面对任何一个人啊。
So that we can then face any person.
因为神要让我们不惧怕。
Because God wants to make us be without fear.
这是神极大的恩典啊。
And this is indeed a great grace from God.
你看有些人哦，来美国很久了，我说你有没有拿到公民啊？没有啦。
So some people have been in the U.S. for a long time, and I ask them, "Have you been naturalized to be a U.S. citizen?" They said no.
我说为什么？
Then I ask why?
我怕考试的。
And they say because I'm afraid of taking the test.
不用怕。
Don't be afraid.
你尽管读。
Just study the test.
神要帮助我们鼠辈啊，那个不要说鼠辈，这个血气之辈的哈。做人能够把我怎么样呢？
God will help us. What can flesh do to us?
那些是没有信主的人啊。
Those who fear are the non-believers.
那再来看希伯来书。
Now let's look again at let's turn to Hebrews
十三章
chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章
Hebrews 13.
十三章第六节
verse 6.
第五节啊，
verse 5，
第五节。
We read from verse 5。
你们存心啊，不过天啊，贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为知足，因为主曾经说过啊，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。第六节。
6。
所以我们可以放胆的说啊，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
Hebrews 13 verse 5, let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. 6, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear, what can man do to me?
这个就是我们的自信。
So this is our self-confidence.
所以我们行事为人，我们在社会上行事为人，一定要把这句话记在心里头。
So in our daily lives, we should remember these verses.
我们知道这个地方不是我们本来的国家。
We know that many of us are immigrants to this country.
我们是外来的，移民的。
We're immigrants from another country.
所以这里的事情很多啊，法律啊，什么规定，我们不清楚的。
So there are many laws and regulations here that we may not be fully familiar with.
我们的语言呢，可能也不是那么精通。
And our spoken English language may also not be as fluent.
但是不要怕。
But do not fear.
主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样
？The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?
我们一般所说自卑感啊，我们是不存在的。
So we should not have we should have no reason to have an inferiority complex.
我们是谦卑，但是不是社会上所形容的那个自卑。
We are humble, but not inferior as defined by the world.
我们是自卑在神的眼前。
We are inferior or humble ourselves before God.
所以请大家第六节一起来读。
So now let us recite verse 6 loudly together.
有人说要放胆，我们说大声一点。
Because it says here, let's boldly say, so let's read it loud.
就好像在灵布道会的时候，那个小朋友在唱时都很大声啊。
Just like during the spiritual convocation, the little kids in the choir they sang very loud.
好，我们来念第六节啊。
So let's read verse 6 together.
一边念。
Let's begin.
所以我们可以放胆说啊，主是帮助我的。我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？好，来唱诗。
Okay, now let's sing a hymn.
382首。
Hymn number 382.